Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review Catherine Goldschmidt's Stone Mason Hill Cabernet Sauvignon from Alexander Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening. It's good to be here. Rob, how are you doing tonight? You seem a little salty.
I am salty. I've been betrayed. But nevertheless, on the show also is Brutus, the triple B. Did you know Brutus was one of the Bs? Go figure. That's you know, ancient Rome, speaking of. Yes, that's correct.
I don't think it's Brutus. Isn't it Brute?
That's Latin. Et tu, Brute. But his name was Brutus. Brutus and Cassius. They too were honorable men.
Allegedly.
Is this your dagger in my back? I have improved.
All I've been doing is looking out for Rob and his wine vault.
Because I care about the show so much, I enlarged the wine vault today by putting a large wine shelf in there to accommodate more wine. And the Triple B questioned the structural integrity of said shelf. She thought it would fall down. Scott, will it fall down?
Well, I was asked to come in and evaluate the circumstance, and it's probably going to make it.
Yes, it's made of iron. And
in my defense.
Although the screws that came along with those shelves, man, it's like, what the fuck is this?
Well,
I would not. I mean, the shittiest screws you've ever seen in your life. I didn't use those screws, mind you, but I use my own. But
in my defense,
you don't have a defense.
How many bottles of wine do you have on it?
50.
So think
40 or 50.
Well, first of all, 40. Imagine waking up at 3 a.m.
Okay, let's just not. Let's just not talk about this.
Ooh, it would hit somebody's
really
butt cheeks.
Don't like you, right? He's really had a hard time.
Tore up about this.
He really did.
It's just not a nice thing to talk about.
I'm looking out
for you. I just don't want all that wine to be broken on the floor.
Thank you for that visualization.
What are his butt cheeks most chapped about? That you questioned it or that you asked me to look in on it?
More just she questioned it and put the thought in my head.
Now you're stressed out, aren't you?
No.
Yes.
Well, yes, but it's already over-engineered. All I'm going to do is spend all day tomorrow just making it ridiculous.
Which is fine.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
It's going to get ridiculous.
Don't put bricks on it. No, it's good. He's got brackets holding a shelf. It's a little different design.
I am going to get marble columns just because of, yeah.
That's great, Rob. Mm-hmm. Do it. Get like a steel beam to put underneath it.
They're reinforced frickin' brackets that say that they hold up to 600 pounds.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
They look like something you would hang a fern off of on your front porch, but if it says it will hold 600 pounds, then I'm sure it will hold 600 pounds.
It does not look that way. It does not. It kind of does, but it's not. It's reinforced.
But you have four of them.
Five.
So five, think about the weight of five ferns hanging on your front porch, and don't hang any more wine than that. Dirt's heavy.
Fern.
I'm just taking that dagger and twisting.
What did I ever do to you in the last 15 minutes? I have to do more. Anyway, folks.
This is fun.
Jesus. There's stuff here's in there too, but dummy. Oh boy. Anyway, on tonight's show. It would be a subtle crash anyway. On tonight's show.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
Don't stop.
How would you even clean it up?
Stop it.
How would you clean up 50 bottles of wine?
You'd have to clean up my brains.
If Rob's wine vault shelf falls in the middle of the night, but you don't hear it, did it really happen?
You don't want this to happen. This is just something that you don't want to occur.
Now he's going to be sorting his wine out so that none of the valuable bottles are on the new shelf.
He's just going to put netting underneath it, just like a fucking baseball stadium. But It's yeah, like a big top.
I can't wait to see. Scott, I can't wait to see the next time you come over what what's engineered. Maybe some chains on the sides.
Titanium. Yep. I'm buying titanium.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Russian military surplus titanium.
I can't wait.
Latvian.
I don't think they have titanium in Latvia. I know they have it in Russia, though.
Well,
so.
They say they have it in Russian, but it's really not.
I'm going to get depleted uranium.
It's titanium.
Everything. I'm going to pour. I'm going to go out and get some quickcrete. I'm going to pour some concrete columns underneath that motherfucker. Then you'll say, whoa.
You can use some cinder blocks.
That's a good term, cinder blocks.
Mm-hmm. I'll just put them. Like I'll just take the ones we have out from under your minivan. Okay. That we just bought this week. So, folks, on tonight's show, hate everybody.
This was
in the
supposed
world.
To be a good evening, wasn't it?
It was, and now I'm just listening for
Pitter,
noises.
Salty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. On tonight's show, folks, we have the second of the Goldschmidt Winery wines that we've had. We had the Fidelity on. What was that? A couple weeks ago.
It was fun.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what it was called. Okay. Yeah.
Well, tonight we have their Stonemason Hill Alexander Valley Cabernet, which is exciting. Tasty, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
It's fun to give a new winery we haven't experienced before a little breadth.
It is.
A second chance.
This is
and
coming.
I'm so excited to see if it. We were pretty jazzed about trying more from this winery.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited to see if it lives up to the hype.
Yeah. Well, it's good. This is one of those where I think we all. Have some anticipation. Let's be honest. Sometimes there's things we do on the show before we try it. We want it to be good.
True.
I'm there. I want it to be good.
I do think that it's worth mentioning that Nick made this with his daughter, Catherine, and it's named after her.
It's a tribute wine, folks.
I know. So just putting that out there that I'm trying to temper my expectations a little bit.
Folks, I wadded up some paper and threw it at Bo's head for gnawing on the bone so loudly that he could knock down the shelf in the wine.
And there's a silhouette of a young female caricature.
How old would you say that she is?
It's hard to say. But
what are those called? Where they? We have those of the boys.
Silhouette.
Silhouettes, but the like the drawing of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I can't recall the other wine we've had that has this very similar silhouette.
I
don't think it was a ponytail, though.
It was just a bald-headed girl?
Yes, she was bald-headed.
Okay.
Fresh from chemotherapy.
That's not okay, you dick.
I know.
What? She didn't have any hair.
Jesus Christ. It's just not funny.
They also harvested this in the morning.
That's
you laugh.
It's not a funny angle.
I'm changing the subject.
You're still laughing.
They harvested this in cool mornings as compared to the heat waves of 2017, and it was a true pleasure and far less stressful.
It is. It's also 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Huh. So we're going to take a break.
100%.
100%.
Hmm.
Cabernet
1,000%.
A bajillion, a shit ton percent, a butt ton. Percent of Cabernet Sauvignon. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with the Catherine Goldschmidt Tribute Wine Cabernet here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So the Catherine Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon from Alexander Valley in California Cabernet.
We like Alexander Valley.
I do quite a bit. I like it because I find them to be brooding. I like them because they often show cassis really well. I like them because they're oaked properly.
Typically.
except for Fry Brothers.
Well, hey!
That's true. This wine, though, particularly, is 100% Cabernet, as we said. Mm-hmm. It is sandy loam soil.
And 30, bale loam.
Yes, which, okay. 30 years vine age, but 10% French. No, I'm sorry, 90% French, 10% American, medium toast, 20% new, and 12 months on oak. 20,000 cases produced. And $19.99 currently. Suggested retail price, $25. But it's $19.99.
You don't often see this, but they, right out there, put it out there, saying cellaring potential 10 years.
Yes.
That's true.
10 of your lifelong years.
And it does have some reviews. They aren't long reviews.
They're not.
No, this is Wilford. I didn't review it, but I have some friends that did. Well, no, I have five friends, and they're from the tasting panel. And they said...
Wilford, what are their names?
They're acquaintances, really.
Were writing a review about a cab that you had never tried, it would be the tasting panel's review.
Yes.
Really would.
If they have a quorum.
I mean, I could write this same exact review based off of never having tasted it.
This night, Tommy's computer had a computer virus, so they had to use a typewriter to write the review. That's why this is short.
I'll read the review now.
What? No, I'd have to do it.
Tasting panel gave it 92 points.
They did. Stop. I'll provide commentary.
Weird Muppet. Like your weird Muppet. I don't know which one, like off to the side talking.
All of them at the same time.
Don't you think that, Scott? Isn't that what he sounds like tonight?
Fozzie Bear?
Yes.
It's Kermit? It's
Animal?
Or like Animal?
Somebody from Sesame Street.
That's one right. Of
and the two Bert, old, the Bert two old guys Ernie. In the opera box.
Yes. That is right.
That's right. It's all of them combined. I'm a mosaic. Go ahead. Read it.
Showing rich berries and plum.
Oh.
It's smooth and spicy with depth and complexity. A great value.
It is. It's a great value.
Couldn't you write that
Ain't
review
that a plum?
About literally anything? Any cab? Or,
that's why. It was very hard for them.
And now, shut up, Wilford. Go back to your home. This is James Suckling. I also reviewed this wine, but I reviewed it. I provided two lines of my review, not just one. Because I had a computer that worked. Because I have antivirus. So...
It's a good thing to have antivirus.
It is a very good thing. Firewalls are a wonderful thing.
Was it a shot or a tablet?
Both. I'm very sick. That's often when you go to Cambodia in certain spots that happens. I don't have that problem anymore. They don't allow me in the country. I don't know why.
Well,
it's strange. It's politics, really.
Well.
Yes. Anyway, I provided this wine, also 92 of my points, and I wrote... A fresh, polished Cabernet with currant, plum, and light fresh dash herb undertones. It's medium-bodied with integrated tannins and a pretty finish. Yes. It's always terrible when I say the word pretty. Anyway, hard not to drink now, but will improve with age. So that means drink me or hold me. It does this.
Oh, James, now.
I had a word minimum.
Oh, hold
I couldn't
his
do.
Heart.
I couldn't do drink or hold. I had to do this other thing.
Stay
so.
With James.
So two quasi 92s. Quasi.
Well, they're 92s.
But they're 92s.
They were just very efficient with their descriptions of the wine.
Yes, and they're not familiar with the maths.
Well, apparently on these reviews, they didn't get paid by the letter.
They got paid by somebody, but let's just say that. What?
Are you... I thought James didn't take money for his work, only for his master class.
I take money for anything. Why? How much do you have?
Not much.
What would you want me to do? Okay, I'll do it. You don't have to tell me. I'll just write it down. And I'll do it.
Or don't write it down.
Maybe you don't want to write those things down. It becomes evidence in court later. So.
The nose, it's...
I can only do those things for so long. My voice
It's a little jammy on the nose.
Nose...
It looks proper.
Well, the nose, I was just thinking, it's such a California cab nose.
Mm-hmm.
You would know it immediately by smelling it, what it is. And it is a little bit jammy, but it's not like that interesting.
Yeah, it's a little briary. It's a little this, a little that, a little vanilla. You know, it's kind of muted. This has been decanted for roughly 2 hours.
Okay. Not that it matters what the nose is. We've had plenty of really good wines that the nose is not great, but
it's a little slightly stemmy as well.
Getting that funny feeling in my tummy about this wine.
In fairness, I didn't smell it. I cannonballed the wine, so.
Well, we could all write the review of the tasting panel already based off of.
They butt chugged the wine. So.
What?
This is Wilford. I was there that night. It was great. I don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Tasting.
Talk about some backwash.
The tannins are lovely.
Tannins are lovely. It's a very bright fruit right on the tip of your tongue. It is tannic.
A little oaking, acidity, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The oaking is also the, what was it, 90-10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is you can taste both the French and the American oak. That's really... Hmm.
But it's a light, it's a bright zing of a sweet cherry. It reminds me a little bit of the Fidelity, quite frankly, the way the fruit comes in the front palate. Now, the Fidelity gets a little bit, what's the word?
I remember the fruit being a little more subdued than this.
Well, yes. This is a far more ostentatious effort, probably because it's all cab. But that little ting on the front, that fruit, really reminds me of the Fidelity. Then the Fidelity goes different ways. What was it? It was a little bit more. Well, it wasn't as big. It was a smaller wine than this. But
yeah, there's also through the oaking, there's almost like a cedary note on the finish. We've had cedar that I haven't loved, but I don't mind this at all.
It tastes like Alexander Valley Cabernet with that deep cassis in the mid palate. Mm-hmm. It has that brooding sense that you like. And then the oak kind of comes on the finish and crescendos a little bit with a little bit of a cedar toast.
Do you think it's cedar or do you think it's on its way to like a, I don't know, like it's not quite a spice box, but it, like cedar's only what you get?
Mm-hmm.
What
maybe.
Do you think?
Somewhere, yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's headed somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't quite get there.
I wonder when they say like drink now or hold, like what would happen if you did?
It might
a little bit longer. I don't know.
Fall over in the middle of the night, unbeknownst.
That'd be great. what I would say, what? How would it be like? I could see another 4 to 5 years on this wouldn't hurt it. It would suss out that mid to late palate where it's getting a little bit chewy. And there's a little bit of astringency that would soften. The wine would really be a lovely little beast. You're never going to mistake it for Ferrari Carano, but you're going to like it. It's a really good, you know, inexpensive representation of Alexander Valley. It really is.
It's a good little cap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I wish it was a little bigger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got size, Scott. You know, it's Cabernet.
Yeah.
It's just big. You need to be talking a lot more coin if you're going to get it into big.
I get it. I'm just saying. I just wish it was a little bigger. It just.
I think for $20 is about as big as a cab's going to get.
Yeah,
can you name a cab at $20 is bigger than this?
Well,
right now, this second?
No, not the second.
Something
I can't.
That I feel like this kind of wine is a little bit difficult to score because it's not necessarily the most memorable. It's fine. You know, like that kind of thing. But I also will say this is maybe the best tribute wine we've had.
The style, I mean, it tastes like what it is. It tastes like Alexander Valley Cabernet.
Yeah.
Here you go.
It's solid.
Yeah, and this is the thing. The Clos du Bois, I don't know if Clos du Bois still makes one, but they did make that one, the Alexander Valley Cabernet, that was about this price, maybe even a buck or two cheaper. as it aged and you bought it on the shelf a few years down the road, it was much better than when we originally had it. And I could see this going down that same route.
I think it's got a couple things that lend itself to some aging. When the tannins, you know, they can take some time. Ten years?
Well.
But
it's
oaked well. And also that little touch of acidity, I think that would...
I know what you mean. But let me say what you're thinking.
You're going to mansplain Scott.
Well, somebody has to.
Well, they're just these components lend themselves to being sellable for being set down.
A little bit.
The tannin, the way it's oaked, but also that nice little tint of acidity. I think that will cause us to age well and show itself even more. I think the fruit would probably be more distinctive.
Yes, I think it's going to be better in 4 to 5 years. More 4 than 5, but 4 to 5.
What do you think? So Scott said what he thinks will happen. What do you think will happen in 4 to 5 years?
Well, I think, first of all, the little tinge of fruit up front is going to mellow out and really kind of integrate itself into the wine. The mid palate is going to mellow out too, so I think you're going to get a lot more black fruits, and I think more cassis blackberry is going to show more. You're going to have a nice little mellow vanilla oak tinge, and then nice soft tannins on the finish. Mm. Overall, I think it's going to be a softer, more pillowy wine, really. Mm. That's what I would think. Now, at 10 years, what you can do is heat it up and then put it over tomatoes. It'd be lovely. But 10 years is a little too much, I think, for this wine. But I think 4 to 5 is where its sweet spot is.
Just right now, I would describe this as, if I was going to use one word, I would say solid.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really good. It's really good.
Yep.
It's a really good wine at the price. It's also a good value. At $20, that's a good value. We drink a lot worse stuff at $20.
People... You'll like this wine.
We always say that. Yeah. We've drank a lot worse.
Yeah. Now, it's not... The criticism, if there were one, it's not wildly complex. Then again,
no.
This when you're getting a $20 or so Alexander Valley Cabernet, you're just getting the basics of Alexander Valley at this price range. You're not getting the nuance where you find that in the higher price ranges.
I think I would like a little more dark fruit out of this.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll show it eventually, but yeah, I agree. The little zing that kind of is like the fidelity isn't. It kind of just puts it a little bit off kilter up front, but I don't even worry about that because I think also that's a little bit of the acidity.
Yes, and this doesn't have that thing, that je ne sais quoi, that pizzazz that the fidelity had.
Well, fidelity was just a little bit of a oddballish kind of thing.
It was a cheeky little blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, I think, I feel a little bit let down because the fidelity made me want to drink more from the winemaker. This doesn't make me care either way. I don't mean I'm discouraged. I'm just saying if I hadn't had fidelity and I drank this, I wouldn't be like, oh, let me go buy the rest of the portfolio.
I think the same way. I think the fidelity made me want to drink more. Now, this doesn't make me want to stop here.
Right.
But the fidelity, it was so skillfully done, the way it was blended, and it just...
This is a Cabernet from Alexander Valley.
There you go.
It is. And it but would well be done. A very nice... If you're doing some kind of exercise where you're doing a different Cali cabs to taste where they're from,
Deal,
this would be the perfect representation.
Yeah, it would be a very good one. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get enough of that region, that AVA, and you don't spend a lot. I mean, really, you could go up a little bit more and get what is it? It's the director's cut from. Coppola, I hate to say that, but it's quite good. It's mid to high 20s, though. Right. And then you're getting up for our Carano range. And I know that some places, though.
Is that
30? Yeah, 35 to 40. Oh, but like a total wine, in some areas, it's in the mid 20s. Mm. I bought it down in Myrtle, I think. Or no, it was Florida. I think it was one of those two. I don't know. It was not here. Anyway, a total wine for $24.99.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you're seeing that and you're seeing that in that same price range as this, okay, that doesn't make this that good of a deal. But outside of that, of that rarity that I experienced that one time, this is a very good deal at $19.99. At $25, it's still a solid wine. It's better than Decoy's Napa thing that they did. Jesus.
How much is...
I think that was a bad vintage.
How much is Dry Creek's cab?
It's 30.
30.
About 30. And it's different appellation.
Yeah, it is. Also impossible to find.
No, no, you can get on wine.com.
Fry Corona, $39 of your dollars on wine.com.
Mm-hmm. Right now? Yeah, mm-hmm. it's up now. It's a little more expensive than it used to be. But it's really a really, really good wine. Yeah, Fry Corona is really good.
They do a good job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really good job. So... thinking. Also, I just had Rodney Strong's Alexander Valley. Okay, there's a good comp because that's in the low 20s. And that was the 16, I think. And I got a 95 from the decanter. That wine was possibly a little more harmonious than this wine. However, this wine has more potential for aging. It's bigger tin. I mean, I enjoyed both. That wine might be a little bit more appealing to drink every time. And we've had, with the 14 we had of that, was great.
It was great.
But the 16 was very, very good. But they're a little bit different in that regard, where it was probably a little more better to drink now. But I think this 4 to 5 years down the road might be a better wine.
Fair enough.
Might be. Not currently as they sit today, but Alexander Valley is another $3-4. But... you can also find it. You can't find this one. So if you want something a little bit more unique that you can't find, or wine.com is where you can buy it, then that would be the thing to do.
Yeah. You know, probably if you live in California, you can find this or any of the wines we mentioned where in some markets you might have difficulty finding some of the things. Again, we really like wine.com.
Mm-hmm.
They've had some struggles this year, but...
Don't bring that.
It's
a testy subject for me this week.
Uh-oh.
Well, she's mad because they didn't deliver something on time.
Uh-oh.
So, do you remember where a couple weeks ago we went through wines for my coworker?
Uh-huh.
And you can pick the day you want it delivered?
Yes.
2 days late.
How dare they?
And that was like 2 weeks before it was supposed to even be shipped. They had one job to do. That's probably FedEx, but
still.
You're not sounding very reasonable.
I was so ticked. I'm sorry. But my coworker, it was also her 50th birthday, and she currently has COVID. So it was like she had COVID pneumonia. She was on steroids. She had all this like stuff going on, and it's her birthday.
So did you hold on to it just to make sure she made
it? We had it delivered to her house.
That's terrible. I went too far there.
Yeah. We had it delivered to her house.
Good point.
But
she laughed anyway.
No, I went, that's an excellent question. Why did we
do she that? And her husband it's both terrible. Have it. They both have COVID pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like 3 days behind her. But anyways, in like sickness levels. But it came 2 days late, so I was a little bit pissed. But she was like, she was so excited, so happy. And she was like, I know some of them, but I don't know all of them, which I feel like is a good
That's what we wanted to do, mix. Show her some different things when we talked about that on one episode.
I feel like it's so good. Like, she loves Oberon, so she was excited about that, but it's still like, you know, she'll be...
Shouldn't be, but...
Well, anyways,
we need to try
what you like.
Oberon, even though the Sauvignon Blanc was dog shit, but...
Okay.
It knocked you out, though.
It could be Joel Gott.
Cabernet? No.
No.
The Sauvignon Blanc. Joel Gott Sauvignon Blanc is laced with heroin, I think, is what the problem with that one was. It's got some sort of psychotropic.
It's got a trick on you.
That wine is not normal. That's not natural.
Oh, you just want to admit the fact that you liked a Joel Gott wine.
No, I really liked it. It was excellent.
See, even more.
But it's creepy that it was that excellent.
No, you're creepy.
No, it shouldn't be humanly possible for them to make something that's good.
Why not?
It's just the truth. It's fact. It's science. So, folks, we're going to take a break and then be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, I'm going to ask a question of everybody. And I'm going to say to each person, name me two wines that you would want to drink right now. However, I'm going to say to each person certain wines they cannot say.
What?
That's right. So for
are
the trip,
gonna be like for an occasion or what?
Don't understand. Just to open and drink and enjoy this very second. So for the triple B, you'll go second, but I'll tell you what you can't say.
You hear
say.
Me huff.
I know. The things
I
you
if the microphone picked it up enough.
The things you can't huff. Say. The things you can't say.
Okay.
Or anything from New Zealand. You can't say them. You can't say anything from Chile.
Okay.
Nothing from Turley. Or nothing from Dry Creek.
Okay.
Or Mary Edwards.
Okay.
Or Ferrer Carano.
Oh, my God. Okay. Or.
I'm satisfied. Now, Scott, you cannot say anything from Turley.
Damn it. Of course.
I wondered if you'd escape because I got it.
Everything Becky just said, you can't say. You can't get any of those things either. Nothing like that. You can't say anything. Neither one of you can say Alpatagua.
Damn it.
No Alpataguas.
You said Chile. Right.
Okay.
Well, okay, there you go. Scott, you can't say port.
Ah.
You can't say sherry.
What about a dry sherry?
You can't say.
What about the, what's the one you all just had?
Madeira.
Yeah.
You can't say Madeira. Which is an awful lot like Tawny Port. That's right. There's no more left, in case you were wondering. You can't say Rodney Strong. Mm. Neither can you, Becky.
You finished that Madeira.
I wouldn't have said Rodney Strong.
Good. And I think I'm satisfied. You can't say Horse Heaven Hills, Scott. You can't say that.
What?
Because you don't even know what that means. You can't say it. I just took it away.
Is there anything I'm allowed to say?
Seriously.
And you guys can do the same thing to me.
Okay. You can't say.
No, go ahead. No, I'll let you go first. Then,
no.
then you. Okay, go ahead.
All of the things that we have.
I can't remember what all those things. That's fine.
You can't say Heights.
All right. You can't say Heights.
You already gave us our list. You can't go back and edit.
That's fair enough.
You can't say Numanthia.
All right.
Oh.
I like to be challenged, unlike you guys.
You can't say Hecula.
I won't say Hecula. Okay.
Nothing out of the Ravenswood.
Nothing out of no Ravenswood for you, Scott.
No,
well,
you already
can't
gave
get it
the
anyway.
List.
But you can't get it anywhere.
You can't get it anywhere.
Well, you can for $22 of your money.
What else can he say? What's the
That one.
No, it's the woman's name. I think it's Washington.
The woman's name. Hall?
No, but you can't have that either.
I don't know what
Chateau
it is.
Chateau St. Michel. You can't do anything from there.
Okay.
You can't do anything from Franciscan.
Okay.
You can't do anything from... I'm just trying to think of every...
It's not going to matter. I'm elite. I'm exceptional.
And nothing from Ridge.
All right.
Took you, one away there.
You can't say Ridge, huh? Go ahead.
You can't say any.
But yeah. You
can't
there's
say
a pause.
Any chateaus.
Chateaus? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine.
No, DePauf, snow.
No. You don't even know what that crap is.
You can't do any of those.
Enough DePauf.
Yeah. None of those.
You can't say domains. You never said domains.
Well,
I can't.
Scott's not
for
done.
Sure something I'm getting ready for the summer.
Oh, it's you. Okay. And Scott's going.
Oh, and is this...
Oh, Scott. No rosés.
That's okay.
Is this occasion-based or just two things?
Yes.
Two wines to drink.
Two wines you really want to drink. You just want to drink. You want to get drunk. You want to get turned. You want to drink.
No. This is just something I want to get ready for summer. Grüner Veltliner.
Oh, you lame ass.
No, that is not lame.
Oh, I gave you a fair line.
You, anytime you, somebody mentions a white wine, you get all hoity-toity.
Anytime you do.
I would. I think that the therapist's voice should come out to understand more.
I sit by my pool that isn't there yet, mostly nude, and I have my chest rubbed down with baby oil while I drink my Gruner Veltlinger. My name's Scott. Look how tan I am.
Delicious.
I have no chest hair that you can see.
Popping.
No, I don't shave. I'm just underdeveloped in certain ways.
Well,
go ahead.
Lack of body hair is a sign of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
True.
Well, okay. I think we're proving that that's not accurate then. Well, no, I'm not a particularly hairy man either. So
yours. Okay.
What would you like to drink? What are you looking forward to drinking that with this astonishing, non-comprehensive list of options?
Tinsley Syrah.
Oh, my God.
I drank it last night.
Air? How many times has he been on the air?
Tinsley.
Pooing Syrah and Petite Syrah. Oh. That nobody should ever drink.
Well, Syrah and Petite Syrah are different grapes.
Both those
In case
grapes,
you weren't aware,
both those
Mr.
Grapes,
Wine Program
no,
presenter.
Listen. Both those grapes, you said you shouldn't drink either of them.
I never said that about Syrah. I love Syrah.
Stop.
Not Klein Syrah, but I love Syrah. Tinsley Syrah, folks. If those hadn't had it, oh, Lord, just buy it. It's divine.
Santa Barbara?
Yes. Just their base stuff. It's like $24. Lovely.
Nice.
It induces time travel. It's lovely. I did not. Becky had a Zoom call with her friends at 9. It was supposed to last an hour. It
did. He was asleep 10 minutes into the call.
Well, what else was he going to do? She had the computer, couldn't do anything there. Couldn't watch TV. So I just got drunk and passed out.
Dreaming of...
The American Way. That's what I was
Marvel
doing.
Superheroes.
Oh, my God. You're so lame.
Which he still hasn't gotten to watch.
I just still haven't watched.
He's watched it.
I haven't.
In his mind.
Okay.
He's fallen asleep and... Watch the movie.
Do you write down the jokes you make beforehand?
No,
just rehearse them?
Necessary.
You should rehearse them. They'd be good. Go to a nursing home, tell these jokes. They'd laugh.
All right.
Becky, what wine would you?
So I would.
We'll have to name two, by the way.
So first of all, I think that I would just like to go on record saying that I think that this is very unfair.
Yes.
Because I am pregnant.
Okay.
And I'm on medicine where I can't drink.
Well, you take that out of the equation.
So, no, listen. So, what I'm saying is...
You can't say Pinot Noir either.
You can't add anything on.
Why? It's a made-up game.
It's never stopped you before.
What I was going to say is that I have already gone quite some time without being able to indulge.
Mm.
And I still have quite some time to go without being able to indulge.
True.
So your list of exclusions,
yes,
I think, is ridiculous.
It's
because if I'm going 10 months without indulging and then you take away all my favorites.
I just did that.
It's extra rude.
Yes. Savage.
However, I would say...
Uruguay makes some fine wines.
Can I finish?
I take it away.
What I would say is that when I am able to have more than two sips of wine, what I was thinking about was that we would be celebrating the birth of our fourth child and celebrating the end of blood thinner shots, the end of all this. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to think in my mind what would I want to be celebrating with, and I kept thinking about something like a sparkler. That's what I was thinking about, because we would be celebrating. I can imagine us being out on the deck and just enjoying something nice. So,
what a lovely idea.
Yeah, so even though you gave me,
I will allow it,
all these ridiculous exclusions, I would go with some kind of like, if I was going to be really sentimental, maybe like our wedding sparkler. Or like a cava.
Oh.
So I'm taking your ridiculous rules and making it into something nice.
What about the Chenon Brut Rosé?
Celebrate.
Or even a good Brut Rosé.
The birth of Isabel Lisbeth.
You dipshit.
Scatina. So.
I met a girl named Scatina.
I think that Rob would be boom. So what would yours be?
I wanted you to succeed. I said Tensley.
You wanted me to succeed by taking away all of my favorite wines.
It's called challenging you.
Okay, go ahead. Now what would yours be?
He doesn't want anybody to succeed.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
You know another good choice for that celebration? Of
McManus? Baby girl? McManus, probably.
Rotor's Estate.
Or what about...
Yeah, it's lovely.
What's the one with the jingle? I
Martini and Rossi. On the rocks. Say yes and no.
What better celebration than to also be able to play that jingle?
That wine tastes like diabetes.
That jingle is so hilarious because it sounds like they took Scott's voice.
I said, yeah.
It's so...
He looks like he belongs in a Martini and Rossi so ad from 1970s.
Unreal.
With his chachi look and his shitty mustache. You're like, hey.
Except I was 12 at the time.
Scott, whatever. Scott did look like Scott Baio when he was younger.
So, Rob, what was yours?
I said Tensley. Second Tensley. One. Yeah, I like that Tensley. It was lovely. A second one. Because I can look over here and I can... Well... I suppose if I were to say one, I would have to say...
I know part of me is like, how much do I want to make you angry? How much?
I would say...
You know I've got one bottle left of in my cellar.
What's that?
Eau de Leon.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Eau de Leon's very nice.
No, yeah, it's very nice.
I have about 10,000... the new version of Eau de Leon.
Oh, really?
Oh, but yes.
Mm. Multiples. Have you opened it?
No. I drank all my Eau de Leon. I just bought new Bordeaux that were... Oh. They replaced the Eau de Leon. I don't even know Eau de Leon's name. Clarendel. No, I don't know. I'm just... you know, just to open... And I'm going to limit the things I have because that's... I want to challenge myself, which is still not a challenge.
The
Sasso is lovely. Just a drink?
The arrogance. That's not all that special.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, experience the arrogance. I'm going to say, just to be
What were the ones special. That you saw at the beach that you said they needed a paw?
Oh, those are ports. No, were those ports?
No, it wasn't a port. What was it?
At the beach. They needed a paw. I say that often.
I know.
Something else just needed a paw. I was like, it was there. And
it was the time that you left. Maybe it was the glasses. I can't remember.
Well, they needed to have a home. But now they're relegated to like third. Yeah, they'll get you sometime. Mm-hmm. They're fancy Pinots that, you know. I need to think of something here. I'm going to say a... That's you make that noise.
Mm-hmm.
Duckhorn Merlot.
Okay.
The Three Palms.
Okay.
Because I can.
No.
Don't know why.
Boring.
It is a little boring.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
We took everything.
Sat there the whole no. I have Casa La Posta. No, we said Chile. No Chile, didn't we?
No Chile.
Pretty much, we took everything away.
You did it. This is your dumb game.
Yeah.
Well, that thing from Uruguay. I took Uruguay away, didn't I? Well, I didn't take Australia away. St. Henri from Penfolds.
Yeah, you can drink that every night.
No, just once.
Just mm-hmm. once.
You know, and I have one. So I have
Pirque is a pretty damn good wine.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. what, from Chile, though.
But I'm saying, just, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mars de Pirque is a solid winemaker. You know who else is? Santa Carolina. You know what else is? McManus. It is so
undervalued.
It's undervalued.
It's undervalued.
Yeah, it is. I never really put a value to McManus. But, and we stopped after. We didn't push our luck after the Zinfandel. Once we got to the Zinfandel, we said,
okay.
All right, we're rolling the dice a little bit too much, and there might be some snake eyes in our future, so we better just stop where we're at. We've never done the Pinot Noir, have we? What did I just see very cheaply in Pinot Noir? And I said, no. Oh, it was Bogle.
Yeah.
It was like
$7.99.
I went, we like to do cheap wine, but I just don't see a future for that.
Hard no.
No. The Zinfandel, the old vines in, still drink that. But the Petite Sirah, no. The Phantom or Fatum, no. Hard no on that.
Hard no.
We've always had a hard no on that. We never liked that wine, ever.
Didn't.
Because they
not much.
It's like they found out that there was oak and they went, oh, and they pissed their pants, basically. And then they made that. At least it's not Besieged. It's the one Ravenswood wine. That's probably what ran them out of business was Besieged. You know that you're doing poorly when you do a Halloween wine. So, are there any other? I think we've all done what we needed to do.
I
all.
Didn't get to give my second.
Oh, go. What's your second? Sorry.
We all did what we needed to do.
Yes, you did. What would you like to say is your second wine?
Well, again.
Klein Ancient Vine? I take
again,
it away.
Again, I think it's ridiculous that during this time of me not drinking any wine that you would exclude all of my favorite wine.
It's demeaning.
Yes. It's like you did something wrong to me
it's
earlier.
It's offensive.
I'm getting yeah. back at you in some subtle
it
way.
It does feel like this is revenge. Mm. So I know that this is a wine-based challenge, but I would say something else I would love is there's this taco place in Columbus called Condado, and I think it's expanding other places.
I take it away.
And they do like mini margarita flights, and that sounds so delightful, especially because it'll be the summertime when I can drink again. So I would put that as an honorable mention. But what I would probably pick, and you'll have to help me with the name, but I always forget what it's called, but it would be like a Tempranillo would probably be my other one since yeah. you've taken away
right.
literally everything, but I also enjoy Tempranillo. But that one that has the shiny blue
oh, cool.
that we all Kinda had blah. Together. Yeah.
That's Montres, Montes,
whatever. Montresel. That's what I would yeah. pick. Leave me alone.
I think it's Montresel.
Okay.
Is that what it is? We haven't said it. So we like it so damn much. We can't even pronounce the damn thing. Montresel, right? Montresel.
You've got me questioning.
I don't know. But it isn't Tempranillo.
Okay.
But that is nice.
Whatever it is, that's what I would
say. It's
pick.
Been far too long since we've had
it's been a long Cam time.
Blau. Or what about Cam Blau Blau?
Blau Blau. Blau 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 Blau.
I don't know why they have the names like that, but
yeah,
those are lovely ones.
That's probably what I would pick.
A good choice. And Scott, do you have a second one? Something obtuse? But no one wants to drink?
Gruner about me.
Baron.
From the Copper Cane Wine Company?
Copper Cane. Joe Wagner's best. We love it.
Yeah. One vintage. Vintage.
No, there are a couple.
I almost picked...
That was pre-Copper Cane, by the way.
I almost picked Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Just to tick you off. No,
it wouldn't tick me off. I'm going to drink Bonanza tonight. I'm going to play the banjo and kiss my cousin and drink Bonanza. It's from a lot. They just mix it all that shit up and they give you Bonanza. And that man can pay his spousal support to his bitchy ex-wife.
I like that game, though, like excluding the ones that are like obvious choices for us.
Yes. That's why I did it.
I know.
We're going to have some conundrum next week because that's his ex-wife. It's on sale right now. Nobody wants that shit. Scott, do you like conundrum? You've drank that
it
before.
It is a conundrum.
Yeah. Do you like that shit? I've never had the red one because it never existed. It was just the white conundrum. And I didn't drink that shit neither. And the red conundrum, that's a Zinfandel, isn't it?
It is.
We're going to have conundrum on the show just to piss off Wagner.
Because it's a conundrum.
And we'll lie and say it gets a 98 points, and then it'll sell like shit. And then that damn Wagner won't sell shit because he makes Bonanza and Elowon. And
the Cam Blau is a Rhone red blend from Montsant, Spain. Doesn't really say what's the blend is.
Syrah, Monastrell. It's Monastrell.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Monastrell in too long. Yeah. We can't pronounce a damn thing.
I happened to have had one this week. It was Terma Hill on the Vine.
Well, that's good for you, man.
It was delicious.
I was at the home buyers, and they had all that shit, and I said, I don't want to drink that shit no more. Remember that? What was that one that's called? We had it.
Okay.
It's Monastrell.
That one.
It's like Ego, Bodega Ego, whatever. Or Gordo. Gordo something.
It sounded like your buddy from college that could never stay sober, and he was always passed out in the corner.
It, like Gordo Ego or
yeah,
something.
That's it.
And it's gold. And it got a 93 from the Wine Spectator, right. Supposedly. And I went, right.
It was good, though.
I never had the gold. No, the other one was decent, but we've had some random shit, though. And I didn't really feel like random shit, so I didn't buy any.
We haven't drank anything Spanish in a long time.
That's true. But we will soon because we have, well, I'll tell you off air because we have a, we'll have to decide what we want to do because you guys all piss and moan about twofer episodes. But I have an interesting opportunity for a twofer episode where we'll all get very, very drunk because they're two badass.
Where we're going to all get very drunk, then it has to wait until.
I meant Scott and I, not for you. Anyway.
He's such a bad man.
It won't wait that long. But two extremely good wines from the same producer, but different levels. Mm. I'll show it to you off the air. I'm going to keep it a secret because you have to do a $5 wine challenge before then. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here.
You have to drink a lot of crap before you're allowed to have that.
Although Scott brought some really lousy stuff tonight. He thinks they're good, but they're going to end up going up against a conga in a challenge. I'm just going to change the... Can a conga be better than... What was that fucking thing? Coke con, yeah. Coke con sucks. Well, we've got a South American, we have a North American, and then we'll just get something from Australia because Europe won't complain. Oh, we do have Vigna Borgia. We could throw Vigna Borgia in there.
That's too good.
Is it? I don't know. Just a slot fest international competition, the Wine Special Olympics. I don't know why that's funny, but you've made cancer jokes tonight, so don't look at me that way.
Just Jake. One.
I know. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on The Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the Catherine Goldschmidt, well, it's really the Goldschmidt Winery Catherine series. I mean, because they have a whole line, and this is their named series, I suppose. Because they also have one that's named after a daughter that's a Merlot.
Okay.
Alexander Valley from Sonoma County, we're going to go around the room, and we're going to get some facts and figures, some reviews, no less. We're going to start off with the Triple B.
Maybe not facts. Maybe opinions and conspiracy theories.
Ooh, conspiracy theories. QAnon
here on the Wine Vault.
I am going to give this an 88.
Ooh, 80?
I think it's a really nice wine. It is super representative of the area where it's from. To me, the best part of the wine is the body and the tannins. And I would for sure recommend it. Very nice.
I'm also at an 88. I was thinking 87, but I'm going to give this 88 based on, the ageability of it. It's solid. I wish it had more of the dark fruits present now. But it's a really solid and well-made wine. Both their representations that we've had to this point, the skill with which they make the wine, which way they treat it, this was 90 French, 10 American? Just beautiful the way they've oaked this.
Agreed.
And, it's to some degree, it's a simple and straightforward wine, and they stay it out of its way.
Yep.
I want to point back, and it sounds like a negative thing, but I'm glad we had the other bottle before we had this.
Well, I think that you would. I mean, this isn't necessarily as complex as you would like it to be. But that being said, I think that it might show a little more complexity with a couple more years yep. under its belt. I'm going to give it 89 of my points, what? But it's one of those soft 89. So it's I like it a little bit more than 88, 89, but I don't think it's a 90. It never will start with a 9. After 3 or 4 years, would it start with a 9? I don't know. You'd have to buy it.
Oh, you did Scores of Integrity. I forgot.
I didn't do that.
Boom,
sorry.
Look at that. Spot on.
You thought I'd give it an 89? Very nice.
Good job.
But
Scores of Integrity winner.
It gets a point up because I think it does have ageability.
I agree. And that's...
I mean, so...
I think that your score is slightly high.
Good for you.
Because you are high on this winery.
Well, I'd like these two. Now, I mean, if I was going to pick between the two as a more interesting wine, it would be probably the Fidelity.
For sure.
Is it more interesting? Well, you really like the Fidelity, Scott. I gave them both 89s. I think this is a very good embodiment of Alexander Valley Cabernet. And where that other one was an embodiment of, I don't know really. Because it was
such
a
unique blend.
Okay. Yeah. It was a Bordeaux style blend, in Alexander Valley, but it wasn't all that Bordeaux-esque. It was just different, eclectic slightly.
It had a wink toward French.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if it tastes like French. Maybe it kisses that way. Maybe that's what you mean.
Well.
But.
Makes sauce that way.
But at $19.99, I think it does deserve to be in the value price hall of fame.
It doesn't, Rob. It doesn't because it is not that unique. It's a really nice drinking wine, but it is not. It does not stand out, and it is not.
I didn't ask for it. I agree. It's probably not going to be in that. It's somewhere right below that. I don't know why.
It's the thing. Like, I would, if you had it in your wine cellar and you had it on a Friday night, you would not be disappointed. I just don't know that it's like.
It's Skyside.
Better than Skyside, but agree.
Well, it's slightly better than Skyside. But yeah. No, it is. It's one of these wines where you're like, I'm glad I know that that's under $20. Mm-hmm. And I'll remember that.
And I feel like it's a wine that you would have like. I don't know, 4 or 5 bottles of, like, just you would just have them for whatever regular drinking.
I think all of us, though, my opinion, I think all of us probably would like it more if it didn't have that little bright pop of acidic quasi-Scott sweet fruit right at the opening.
That doesn't bother me.
Well, I think it bothers him.
It bothers him, but it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, it should. I think it's a little bit, because when you quaff it, that's all you really experience.
Yes, when you just
and that's not good.
When you just drink it, it. But again,
and you're not drinking it that quick.
That's the thing that would calm down per se with some aging. That's going to change a little bit, and
I like it. But I like Alexander Valley
Cabernet. 88 is a great score.
No, I'm not saying it is. There's no Russian music that you can't hear right now, but we'll hear later.
Say that again, please.
I know.
87 to 88, or 87 to 89 is the range.
Okay. I would say 87, 88 is the range.
Well, that's fine. You can be that way. You can be a butthole. But we've already established you are a butthole. So.
And Rob, the Bulgarian judge, gives Nadia Slavinsky a perfect 10.
I think that girl with her ponytail deserves an extra
point. Rob is the Romanian judge.
No, I'm the James Suckling. What were they doing, though, when they drank? Did they never have never drank a Cabernet before and said, what is this magical elixir?
Yeah.
92.
Not
92. Why? Why? Don't do that.
I know
James does that shit, but this is better than a lot of the Chileans.
What is the last score you saw him give that started with an 8?
Well, we're going to have a Wilfred Wong 89 on the second episode.
Oh.
That's interesting, isn't it? You look it over there. You're like, what could Wilford be giving a fucking 89 to?
Well, you're going to find out, you stupid bastard, because you bought it. You bought it at a discount. Wow. You really got a good deal on it.
Actually, it's from an extremely good winery, so we'll see if it's good.
Well, we'll find out.
It's just probably not. But I think everybody's been fair with this wine. I think we've all enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But there's a ceiling. It's good. But am I ever going to go buy it again? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I would.
I'd like to have a couple bottles.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I need to go get our children.
I know, because they're dumbasses. So, folks, you could have two bottles of Dry Creek Zinfandel, or you could have two bottles of Catherine Goldschmidt Cabernet. Or Fidelity. Which would you rather have, Fidelity or this?
I know Fidelity. You'd rather Fidelity. Yeah.
I'd rather have this because it's going to age better, but still. So, an 89 and 288, a recommended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? So far, Catherine Goldschmidt, well, Goldschmidt Vineyards, tip of the cap to what you're doing.
I like what they do.
I know. I know. Maybe I'll sneak a Calistoga Cabernet in sometime. Not on the show. I have good sense to drink that by myself. It is. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, who is also known as Brutus, who stabbed me in the back earlier, who can't be trusted, we're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.